The CDC today said that if you're vaccinated, you no longer have to wear a mask. But, yeah, there's a but. It's the business news headlines for Friday, the 14th day of May. Thanks, as always, for being with us. A union and their objection to the new CDC guidelines. Disney stock continues to fall. We'll tell you why. DoorDash had a great day, and that was a bit of a surprise. GM is making more electric vehicle news. We've got a list of some of the oldest car manufacturers in the U.S. Can you guess who tops the list? We've got the Wall Street Report and those pesky retail sales numbers from today. For the interview, it's Jeff Bitz from City View Magazine with stuff to do in the greater Des Moines metro. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com. And by Oasis, a paychecks company devoted to HR solutions for business. Find them at oasisadvantage.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and if you haven't been following us on Twitter, do that, would you? We are at IOB_NewsHour. We will give you stuff all day long from the world of business. Well, even though the CDC today said you don't have to wear a mask in public, some retail centers are sticking with a mask mandate. Business Insider is reporting that Macy's, Target, Kroger, Ulta, and Starbucks are among those saying they'll make masks mandatory for shoppers and workers in their stores. Other retailers are on the fence. On the fence, as of this afternoon, Home Depot, Walgreens, CVS, Gap, Publix, and Dollar General. Doing away with masks are Walmart, Costco, and Trader Joe's. That's a developing story, so stay tuned. In a related story, the United Food and Commercial Workers International said that the new guidance could put its 1.3 million members in danger. Frontline workers already face unvaccinated people who refuse to wear masks, said the union. Business Insider is reporting that the Trade Association for the Retail Industry also said the guidance put retailers and their staff in incredibly difficult situations because the national policy can still be overruled by local and state mask mandates. In addition, this comes as more and more frontline workers are reporting being harassed by customers over their attempts to enforce COVID-19 protocols, including mask mandates in the store. As the U.S. attempts to get beyond the pandemic, streaming services are taking a hit. For example, today, Disney shares fell yet again, this time down $4.61 to $173.73 a share. That's down from the high of $201.91 back in the first week of March. However, Netflix was up today by $6.71 a share, to end the trade at $493.37. You know, it wasn't that long ago that analysts were saying food service delivery companies like DoorDash would see some tough times ahead as the U.S. gets back to eating out rather than having delivery. However, MarketWatch is reporting that DoorDash shares soared today after the company signaled that its business, which skyrocketed during the COVID-19 pandemic, may just thrive beyond it. The delivery app and platform company reported that its first quarter gross order volume more than tripled and revenue nearly tripled as well. Addressing concerns about its business as the pandemic restrictions ease, company executives pointed to other things like the growth in non-restaurant initiatives. DoorDash shares were trading up by as much as 25% today before ending the day up by more than 22%. At $141.07 a share. The Detroit Free Press is reporting that General Motors is investing $40 million at its Pontiac stamping plant and creating 20 new job positions in the process. GM will renovate the existing plant and install new, highly flexible fabrication machinery and presses to support future electric vehicle production and the production of traditional gasoline vehicles. GM has said it will offer 30 new EVs by 2025, and it aspires its entire light-duty lineup to be zero-emission vehicles by 2035. Hey, speaking of cars, here's an interesting story from 24/7 Wall Street. Car companies drop brands and models all the time that don't sell well, although those decisions are rare. Ford, one of America's oldest car brands, has persevered by consistently changing. The company has recently stopped selling most of its sedan car models in the United States and has been increasingly focusing on sport utility vehicles, crossovers, and pickups to address shifting demand. Now, there's a number of other car brands that have been active in the U.S. for well over a century, and they're still producing automobiles to this day. For example, Cadillac is considered America's oldest surviving major car brand, having been incorporated way back in 1902. That narrowly beat out Ford and Buick, which became corporate entities the following year. There have been several other older American car brands like Oldsmobile, but many of those brands have been discontinued by their parent companies. Stocks closed higher today as investors took a weaker-than-expected reading of April retail sales in stride and shook off a wild week that's been marked by growing inflation fears. But the sharp gains today weren't enough to reverse weekly losses for the major stock benchmarks after reports of inflation, labor shortages, and higher commodity prices raised concerns that the Federal Reserve would have to pull back on its easy money policies sooner than expected. The Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped by 360 points today, or 1.1%, to 34,382. However, the Dow was down 1.1% for the week. The S&P 500 gained 61 points, or 1.5%, to 4,173. The index posted a weekly loss of 1.4%. And the NASDAQ Composite, it surged by, get this, 304 points today, or 2.3%, to end the trade at 13,429. The tech-heavy NASDAQ remained down, however, 2.3% for the week. And finally, there is this. Talking about retail sales, the Commerce Department this morning said that retail sales were unchanged in April after a stimulus-fueled spending spree back in March. In fact, March retail sales numbers were revised upward to 10.7% from a previously reported 9.7% increase. According to a Reuters poll, economists were forecasting retail sales to rise by 1% in April. CNN notes that total sales over the past 3 months are up 27% compared to a year ago. Still, much of the economic recovery hinges on whether spending will continue its upswing as aid and stimulus efforts end. All right, stay with us, because just a click away is Jeff Pitts from City View Magazine as we get local with stuff to do in the greater Des Moines metro this weekend into next week. And we even take a look further beyond. Jeff Pitts and City View coming up next.